Howdy, neighbors, and welcome to our coverage from the 2019 State FFA Convention coming up at the end of April. During the month of April, we are giving you a preview of all 20 area stars that were judged on the 1st of April in Stillwater. This week, we are featuring the area stars in agri-science. Today, we want to introduce you to Jessica Kinville of Edmond FFA. Jessica is your central area star in agri-science.
Tell me about what work you did to compete in agri-science that you talked to, with the judges today.
So I started out as an eighth grader doing social sciences projects, and I did that through my freshman year. And then after that is where I started getting into things that I was more interested in, and I did plant science projects with testing microbial effects on wheat root development as well as corn yield production.
Tell me about that second set of projects. What did you have to do? What were you trying to find out? What kind of results did you end up with?
So the problem that I was targeting in my first plant systems project is that a lot of farmers use urea-based fertilizers, and over time they can have damaging effects to the soil as well as future crops that would be planted on that land. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to find an alternative fertilizer to be more environmentally friendly and still be effective on the plant. And so I was using microbes, which are any bacteria, molds, and fungi, and to test the root development effects that it had versus the urea. And so I found that the urea group grew really thin, long roots, which is because the roots don't have to stretch as far to reach their nutrients. And the microbial group grew much larger root systems, which will in turn allow these crops to survive longer, especially in periods of drought. In my second plant systems project, I used microbes again, but this time I was testing yield production. Microbes have been found to increase crop yields, so I was testing this with corn, and I was able to double the yield of corn using microbial fertilizer.
So microbes can be a friend to farmers.
Yes, sir. Microbes have many beneficial aspects, and today there's still so much research that needs to be done on microbes, but Monsanto is a company that is taking a lot of steps to further microbial research.
Have you been able to compete in some agri-science fairs?
Yes, sir. As an eighth grader, I won state, and I went to nationals with that project, and I placed in the top 10. I competed at state every year, and with my wheat project, where I was testing root development, I actually was a national winner with the agri-science project.
Tell me about your involvement with FFA at Edmond.
So I've done a wide variety of things, but agri-science has definitely been one of my main focuses. I've also competed in prepared and extemporaneous public speaking, as well as a number of other things such as floriculture, and helped out and been a chapter officer and that type of thing.
What's the plans after graduation?
I plan to attend the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri, and study environmental and conservational sciences.
What got you leaning toward Mizzou?
So my mom got a job in Kansas City, Missouri, and they offered me in-state tuition at Mizzou. And so I went in toward the campus, and I absolutely loved it. And so that's why I decided to go there.
Thanks, Jessica. Jessica Kinville from the Edmond FFA chapter. She is your central area star in agri-science. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.